John?
Sure.
I wanted to thank you very much for having confidence in us. Great job you did down there in leadership in Harris County, and how proud it makes me feel of Houston, my home state.
My brother makes me feel pretty proud too.
Well, you've carried on and gallantly in the footsteps of a great uncle, and I think that I put some of his policies into effect the last 11 months. I've got some the business community backing the Democratic Party and having some confidence in its solvency and its soundness, and we just can't run those folks off. And I looked at that receiving line the other day, and it looked a lot different than it looked 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. When I was down there, it looked like it used to look in 28 when he brought the convention down there. So I wanted to thank you. I've talked to Bill, and I didn't know whether I'd get you or not. I've had him call here 2 days trying to get various people, but we clocked up here at Johnson City with a switchboard, and I just wanted you and your sweet wife to know what I was thinking of you, and I appreciate it, and I'll try to be worthy of it.
Well, thank you very much. I know you will be. Don't have a single question on that score.
And please thank old Gus for me, because he's up there himself the other day, and I know if I didn't have to, I wouldn't attend some of these meetings myself. So thank them all for me, and particularly that fine leadership your paper's got, because it's remade Texas. You got everybody's thinking differently of us now, and it's pretty easy to move Houston forward. It's regarded as a bright spot in the nation's economy and in their thinking, and I think a lot of it's because of what the Chronicle's been doing.
Well, I hope so, but thank you very much.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye.